It's now a recovery effort. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Coast Guard says it suspended the search for six members of a road crew who were working on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore when the bridge collapsed after it was struck by a cargo ship.
Coast Guard's not going away. None of our partners are going away, but we're just going to transition to a different phase.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath, recovery efforts will begin at 6 a.m. tomorrow. The Guatemalan Embassy in Maryland says two of the missing are Guatemalan citizens. The ship issued a Mayday call moments before the crash, which allowed authorities time to keep some traffic off the bridge. The NTSB is investigating. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his office is already taking into account how the loss of the bridge could impact goods getting where they need to go.
Our newly stood up freight office is already at work preparing for supply chain impacts that we know are coming because of the importance of this port, not just to the Baltimore region, but really to the entire United States economy.
And Buttigieg says it'll take a while to rebuild, but we will rebuild together. The president and vice president traveled to North Carolina to talk health care and the threats they say it faces from their opposition.
Vice President Harris, during their stop in Raleigh, spoke about those she said are trying to target the health of women, families, and seniors.
Extremists in our country, trying to take away health care coverage or make it more expensive.
Her remarks led to the president, who discussed the continuing conservative effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
50 times they've tried to repeal it. We stopped them every time.
He said now is not the time to take the ACA for granted because Republicans are aiming to try to end it again in their new budget.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has chosen California lawyer and philanthropist Nicole Shanahan to be his running mate.
These are two of my political convictions I hold today, to serve peace and to help those in poverty.
Shanahan has never held elected office. She leads an organization she founded to direct money towards various issues, including women's reproductive science, criminal justice reform, and environmental causes. An NCAA women's team claims they were victims of racism while staying in an Idaho hotel.
After the University of Utah women's basketball team was eliminated in the second round of the NCAA tournament Monday by Gonzaga in Spokane, Washington, Utah head coach Lynn Roberts told reporters her team had to change hotels last week, the morning after they had checked in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, because
we had several instances of some kind of racial hate crimes towards our program.
Utah women's basketball coach Lynn Roberts did not detail the incidents that had her team seek help from Gonzaga and the NCAA to relocate to another hotel.
To not feel safe in an NCAA tournament environment, it's messed up.
Jared Max, Fox News.
The city's mayor says two teams were walking to dinner when someone in a truck began yelling racial slurs at them and followed them back to their hotel. He says those responsible will be prosecuted. The British Museum is suing a former curator it accuses of stealing hundreds of artifacts from its collections and offered them for sale online. Peter Higgs was fired in 2023 after more than 1,800 items were discovered to be missing. A judge has ordered Higgs to list or return any items in his possession within 4 weeks. He's also been ordered to disclose his eBay and PayPal records. Higgs worked in the museum's Greece and Rome department for more than 2 decades. He denies the allegations. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.